Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for this tremendous, beautiful, powerful revelation that was given here to Peter, John, and James, so as to prepare them as the first fruits for the ministry of reconciliation. Thank you, Lord, that we can embrace this and see this and know that newness of life has come in every way. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Luke 9, verse 29 to 36. And as he was praying, the appearance of his face was altered, and his clothing became dazzling white. And behold, two men were talking with him, Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and those who were with him were heavy with sleep, but when they became fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. And as the men were parting from him, Peter said to Jesus, Master, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. Not knowing what he said, as he was saying these things, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were afraid as they entered the cloud. And a voice came out of the cloud saying, This is my son, my chosen one. Listen to him. And when the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. And they kept silent and told no one in those days anything of what they had seen.
You're powerful. They don't tell anyone in those days what they had seen. And later on, Peter speaks and he says in that, you know, we were there with him on the mountain when we saw this. And then he makes a powerful statement after talking about that then. And you see now he's got the new birth, he's in the kingdom, and his understanding, Son of God has come and given him understanding. And then he could say, we have the prophetic word made more sure now than what happened there. And so let's go through what has happened there. Yeah, we have Elijah and Moses, and they coming and they preparing Jesus for what must be accomplished, his death, burial, and resurrection. And then while they are, you've got these powerful men. Elijah represents the prophets, Moses represents the law, and they preparing Jesus, powerful men that God has used in the ages. But then what happens? Peter wakes up and he sees this and that, and he says, must I make three tabernacles? So they all three important, you know, must we make tabernacles for them? And then what happens? God the Father comes into the picture on a cloud. And when he comes into the picture, all the disciples fall flat on their face. And then God speaks. And so he answers that question. You see, we've had the law and we've had the prophets, but now you've got Jesus. And then he says, this is my beloved son. This is the one I've chosen. Listen to him. And after those words and that, they look up in that and they just see Jesus. So you've got this picture that's been put across here. You've got these powerful men of the past that brought in covenants that were so necessary at the time to lay the foundation. And it's by Moses and Elisha. And then Jesus has come now, and he's come from baby, grown to make disciples. And he's now going to put the crown on the kingdom realities. He's going to pay the price for all man's sin. And he's going to deal with the devil under the earth, going to deal with the devil in heaven. And then so that his kingdom can come on earth as it is in heaven. So that is the picture that is being portrayed here. Jesus has done the work. God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself in Jesus. And we have now been drawn into that as we've been called into that. And we have now got to keep our minds on Jesus. We've got to stay seeing Jesus, walking with Jesus, and making a difference, yeah, in tune with the Lord. That's what it's all about. So this is a wonderful, mighty, prophetic picture. Amen. The law and the prophets were until John, since in the kingdom of God has come, we must push into it. This is a beautiful prophetic picture that the righteousness of God is now available. It was borne witness to by the prophets and the law, but now, amen, now it's found in Jesus, amen. Of God are we in Christ, who's made to us wisdom, redemption, sanctification, righteousness. We got everything in Jesus now, and we just need to stay in tune. Seeing Jesus, believing Jesus, walking with Jesus, staying with Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.